A very good evening, Zimbabwe. It's 17 hours 20 UTC, 7:20 p.m. in Zimbabwe on Sunday, July the 24th, 2016. You're listening to Studio 7 Live from the Voice of America in Washington. Thank you for joining us this Sunday evening live from Washington. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Amongst our top stories this evening.
The position with the Peoples is that if we are not paid by the 26th of this month, we are going to call for tools down and to persuade other sister unions to join us also.
The Professional Educators Union of Zimbabwe, and another union that represents teachers, says it is urging its members to down their tools if the government fails to pay them on time this month.
That is first and foremost a very humbling offer if it was ever made. It is important for me to realize that I'm effective as a pastor, number one, and also as a rallying point for citizens in holding the government to account. I want to be able to keep that effectiveness together with the citizens for as long as we can, so that we are able to hold whatever government comes into power to account in the same way that we're holding this government to account as well.
The leader of the hashtag This Flag campaign, Ivan Mawarire, dismisses presidential aspirations after his campaign resonates with the Zimbabwean community at home and international.
I received the Elizabeth Taylor Human Rights Award. I was overwhelmed. It came by surprise. I was really humbled and really happy. And I thought it was also an honor for every person that I've worked with, from the communities, the poorest people that I've worked with, the most vulnerable people that I've worked with.
Zimbabwe's Martha Tolana, an AIDS activist living with HIV/AIDS, is honored at the just-ended 2016 AIDS conference in Durban, South Africa. And as usual, we give you the Youth Forum with Tsatenda Gumbo. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. The Professional Educators Union of Zimbabwe, another union that represents teachers, says it is urging its members to down their tools if the government fails to pay them on time this month. President of the union, Wilson Makanyaire, tells us more on the issue.
After the employer announced to pay teachers on the 2nd of August, we therefore sent our teams in every province to try and find out the morale in the provinces. The discovery we have funded now is teachers are not happy, and they are pushing us as leadership to make an action. And as a very small union in Peru, we are therefore going to take the recommendation to other sister unions like PTU, VET, and ZIMTA, and find out what also they have been checking with their members. But the position with the Peoples is that if we are not paid by the 26th of this month, we are going to call for tools down and to persuade other sister unions to join us also.
But the Apex Council are due to meet with the government on Monday, so does that not clash with what you are planning to do?
Not necessarily. Most likely, I know what is going to come out from Apex Council. Like, we're always saying we are dealing with people who are very tricky. The government doesn't want to pay civil servants. After all, to some extent, there are some other people in the Apex Council who are being used by the government. And I have always referred to Apex Council as a data tiger. And it is important for membership out there itself to know that if they don't push, if they don't make noise, Apex Council is irrelevant. Apex Council is only there as a mouthpiece, but if members relax, Apex Council produces nothing. And I can tell you in advance that there's nothing going to change within Apex Council. The employer is going to insist to pay the teachers on the 2nd of August, and such type of thing is intolerable.
So how many members do you have in your own association in relation to what other associations have?
The biggest union in Zimbabwe is ZIMTA. The second biggest is PTU, right? Peoples, we are starting. We are plus or minus set of members now, but we are not calling for only our members. We are calling for all the teachers to put tools down. We are becoming a voice of those who are weak. We are becoming the voice of those who are being exploited. Irrespective of one being a Peoples member, PTU member, or a ZIMTA member, as long as one is a teacher, even if it is an affiliate of another organization, as long as one is a teacher, he has to fight for this cause. Because to divide it before, as a family, we can achieve.
That was the president of the Professional Educators Union of Zimbabwe, Wilson Makanyaire, in Chinoyi. The leader of this flag campaign has dismissed presidential aspirations after his campaign resonated with the Zimbabwean community at home and internationally. Let's hear more from him.
My name is Ivan Mawarire, or Pastor Ivan Mawarire. I am the founder of this Flag Citizens Movement, which is a movement in Zimbabwe and outside Zimbabwe that is holding the government to account concerning the way they run the country and also advocating for change in the future for a better Zimbabwe.
The question out there, Pastor Mawarire, is if you were to be given a chance, would you consider being the president of Zimbabwe?
You know, that is first and foremost a very humbling offer if it was ever made. It is important for me to realize that I'm effective as a pastor, number one, and also as a rallying point for citizens in holding the government to account. I want to be able to keep that effectiveness together with the citizens for as long as we can, so that we are able to hold whatever government comes into power to account in the same way that we're holding this government to account as well.
We saw a lot of people rallying in your support when you were brought in before the courts. What was your feeling like? How did you feel personally?
You know, I have never felt prouder of being a Zimbabwean in my entire life than that very moment. It showed me that the citizens of Zimbabwe indeed are ready to own their own destiny when they make their own decision to come and support just one person. And it was indeed a very proud moment.
And also we saw outside there were a lot of people who were jubilating and singing in your support. How did that make you feel?
I think, again, it is the understanding that the citizens communicated to me through that, that if you touch one citizen, you have touched all citizens. An injustice to one is an injustice to all. And I think this is the spirit going forward that Zimbabweans must now have concerning this government and future governments, that if you allow an injustice to carry on, if you allow something to happen to a citizen that is unconstitutional, that is undemocratic, we, the citizens, will hold your feet to the fire. And that, for me, it was the best moment of that whole experience.
And also, just in conclusion, what's your last word to Zimbabweans out there who are saying, what's the way forward? What role can they play in this movement that you've started?
As Zimbabweans, it is going to be important for you to find a rallying point. You see, this flag is not just expressed through Mawarire or Pastor Mawarire. It's expressed through various happenings that are taking place within Zimbabwean community. Because this flag is not about a movement. It's about the ordinary citizens saying, in my heart, I have a Zimbabwe that I want to see, and I'm going to pursue that Zimbabwe this way. So find a place where you are going to express the Zimbabwe that you want to see on the inside, whether it is a protest, whether it is a debate, whether it is an election. You're going to have to find. So it's in you. You are the thing that's next is you as a Zimbabwean, wherever you are.
That was the leader of the hashtag This Flag campaign, Ivan Mawarire. One of Zimbabwe's top AIDS activists living with HIV/AIDS was honored at the just-ended 2016 AIDS conference in Durban, South Africa. Let's hear more from her.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Martha Tolana. I'm happy to be on this program. Thank you for having me.
Ms. Tolana, you just received an award at the AIDS conference, which ended in Durban Friday. Tell us a little bit about this. How did you feel?
I received the Elizabeth Taylor Human Rights Award. I was overwhelmed. It came by surprise. I was really humbled and really happy. And I thought it was also an honor for every person that I've worked with, from the communities, the poorest people that I've worked with, the most vulnerable people that I've worked with. I think it's more an honor to them because they allowed me into their lives, and I wouldn't have been able to do the work. But also, I was really surprised that actually people were noticing that there's something that I'm doing, because this is an international conference worldwide. The whole world in the HIV community was and watching, and I was being honored in that space, and that was quite overwhelming and very, very humbling.
We saw you standing side by side with actress Charlize Theron. How did that make you feel? And also, who actually nominates who gets this award? How did your name come up?
You know, I don't even know who nominated me. I have no idea what process was taken through. I was just told that I had been nominated and won. I still haven't asked. I'm still getting over it. And also standing next to Charlize, someone whom I'd only seen in a movie and also just read about in gossip columns and thinking here and hearing she's so grounded. The things that she said were so grounded in our community issues. This was so humbling and, you know, overwhelming. I never thought this is something that would ever happen. It's something that I never imagined, but it was an endorsement of the work I do, and also the whole process left me just to say I need to even continue with my work harder, and make sure that whatever is coming out of this conference privilege to be here, it needs to get back to the communities and share with the communities back home around what has been happening and how we can influence the next conference and have our voices here. Next conference, and it doesn't matter who goes to represent, but make sure that issues really get to the platform.
And the burning question is, what does this award come with?
It's an award, the recognition, and that just being on that stage, that was it, yeah.
That was AIDS activist Martha Tolana in Durban, South Africa. MDC team member of parliament for Harare West, Jesse Majome, has castigated plans for those that have smart gadgets who listen to the Zimbabwe Broadcasting Corporation to start paying for ZBC licenses soon after a recent court ruling. Majome speaks to Jonga Kandemiri of Studio 7 on the issue.
At the very least, I'm disappointed. At the very least, I'm disappointed very much by such a judgment, because what it means is that it's a judgment that is not just. It's a judgment that will really, it's causing despondency, and alarm among the populace, because it's a very absurd result. Imagine how many people possess cell phones in this country. There are so very many of them. And so what it means that, so, you know, there are principles that guide the law, some basic principles of justice, basic principles of the rule of law. One of them is that, you know, for a law to be a good law, it must be enforceable, and it must also be capable of being complied with. Now, this interpretation by the Constitutional Court that even, you know, literally, yes, from a common literal point of view, yes, the way that the Broadcasting Service is executed, anybody who has a gadget can do that. But you see, in a dispensation where you want justice and more fairness, and the new constitution really went to town about the rule of law, it's unfair. It's unjustifiable, because what it will mean is that one, it just causes greater suffering on people. It's absurd. And two, it's actually not possible in my view for the state and the broadcaster to enforce that law, because how do you pick everybody with a cell phone? From even an administrative point of view, it will just be a nightmare. You can't enforce this law. So what it will mean is that there'll be very selective application of it. And that, you can't do that with the law.
You also approached the courts challenging the same issue. Is it still pending in the courts?
Yes, it is still pending. Believe it or not, I have been waiting since 21 November 2014 for a judgment. And I'm still waiting for my judgment.
That was MDCT parliamentarian JC Majome speaking with Studio 7's Jonga Kandemiri. Coming up, the Youth Forum with Tatenda Gumbo.
You are now listening to the Youth Forum, your forum focusing on your issues. And today I continue my discussion with two young Zimbabweans, Yeukai Mudzi and Tinashe Mukogo, who are the creators of the Reconstitute Project. Tinashe continues as he explains the purpose of this project.
Oftentimes, the Constitution is viewed as something that's only for, you know, the intellectuals, the lawyers. But in reality, the Constitution is for everybody, and it's a document that is actually supposed to be understood by every citizen of the land. And so what we're essentially trying to do is to take the Constitution and to take constitutional writings and put them in a way that young people particularly can understand and relate to by using analogies from day-to-day, you know, be it sport, be it our lives, and then finding ways to relate that message across to people. Now, the end goal is to increase civic consciousness by just having people more aware of what the Constitution says. And the hope is that young people will feel empowered to then take action and hold the government and other citizens as well onto account.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and can I just add something? So what?
Go ahead.
Nacho was saying that it's for everyone. So when I read the preamble, and you know, I thought Zimbabweans of all creeds and across different social backgrounds, social economic standing, regardless of your race, we're coming together as one. And that's really what it's about, in thinking about how can we come together to push for a common vision, to build our country together. Both Tinashe and I come from these backgrounds where, okay, we went to private schools. You almost boxed early on in your life in who you're relating with. But the thing is, the state of Zimbabwe affects you regardless of whether you're elite or not. Perhaps the extent to which it affects you might be different. But stopping and saying, you know, there's this thing in Shona that says, Namuye mungwa irambirwe sadza. And I said, you know what, we cannot continue living that way in terms of if you know, yes, electricity goes, but we've got a generator. Yes, there's no water, public water, but hey, you know what? We've got a bore. You can't keep living your life in that way. That's not civic consciousness. That's not thinking about the other.
International, well, come to you here.
Yeah.
This is a little bit of a loaded question, but you know, what and how do you want to see your Zimbabwe be?
Yeah, that is a very loaded question. And I think I was reflecting on that a couple of days ago, that I think for me, the way I see it right now, one of the goals that I believe is to have Zimbabwe ranked as one of the highest countries when it comes to issues with governance. Because right now, I think I was looking at like Mo Ibrahim rankings. We're like number 44 in Africa. And one of the goals is that we actually become within the top five in Africa, but not only top five in Africa, but within the world. And I think, and my hope is that that happens not because of the change from the political elite per se, but because citizens rise up and take a greater role in holding government to account and take a greater role in nation building. And so it will be a unique situation where the transformation is not necessarily because there's one person who's decided to shift the tide, but it's the entire nation and all the citizens who've decided that enough is enough and have decided to build the nation and shift the tide.
Yeah.
If you can talk about the human capital that we have as Zimbabweans, because, you know, the three of us sitting here represent different sectors, and we have so many young Zimbabweans who are doing well under the circumstances that are going on in the country.
Yeah. I've realized that Zimbabweans, we have the potential and the ability to be the best in the world. And so the reality is our human capital base is just, it's phenomenal. And unfortunately, we've kind of shot ourselves in the foot, and most of those people have left the country. But even in Zimbabwe, there's still an amazing amount of human capital that's available. So I believe that we are sitting on a precious, precious resource that we just need to create the right environment. And I think we'll be able to take off and compete with the best in the world.
Yeah, okay, same question to you.
I think Tinashe said it, and that idea of creating an enabling environment. So there's no point in having potential if the potential cannot be realized.
And of course, just as we wrap up here, you do have the Reconstitute Project. How can people find out about that?
So we'll be primarily kicking off on Facebook. And so literally just searching on Facebook for Reconstitute should come up with a page which will give you some more information on what we're doing.
And with that, any last messages you guys have to our listeners, to young Zimbabweans?
Sure. I mean, I'll say one thing is, you know, it's fantastic that these movements are going on, and I appreciate the people who are standing, especially on the ground, and even those abroad who are saying something. And I just want to say our hope is not in one individual. We ourselves can be average citizens who stand up to it.
And that's Tinashe.
Yeah. Oof, I don't think I could have said it better than what Jakar just said. But just to echo the exact same sentiments, that it's not about an individual, it's about everyone playing their part.
And with that, I want to say thank you guys for talking to me today on the Youth Forum.
Thank you for having us again.
That was Yeokai Mudzi and Tinashe Mukogo, both founders of Reconstitute Project, joining me today on the Youth Forum. I am Tatenda Gumbo, and as usual, make sure you join me next time.
Now to recap on today's top stories, the Professional Educators Union of Zimbabwe says it is urging its members to down their tools if the government fails to pay them on time. And the leader of the hashtag This Flag campaign, Ivan Mawarire, dismisses presidential aspirations after his campaign resonates with Zimbabweans at home and abroad. Stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele. This is Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye in Washington, wishing you a pleasant evening, a very good night, and a great week ahead.